The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous
that the best of all the years have come by.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit
terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around. Bye, thighs.
Fucking every now. And I need you now, tonight. I fucking need you more than ever.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Wall Normith.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 29 and 15. Of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swole cast, beer cast, broadcast, gain cast, man cast, pimp cast, sleeves cast, and sleigh cast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustlers, and y'all hoes? It's your boy Papa Swole. You're back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beast Cast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everstink K2,
fucking
flexing on
one.
All
it's
you
be.
All right, welcome to the show live on Rumble. Make sure you subscribe over at rumble.com/thedailyswole. Download the Rumble app and catch the streams every single day. Fam, today is Accountability Monday. So every single Sunday, send out a Swole text to ask members of the Swole fam over at swolenormousx.com. Join the fam today. What they're promising to work on this week and how they're going to execute that. So we're going to get into those details. Plus, we have brand new releases. We got brand new merch. We got brand new recipes. We got a lot of stuff to get into. It's a very exciting time. Very exciting day. 29:15 in the house. So drop in the comments. What are you smashing today? Let's summon the Falcon. Let's bust the nut open. We'll give away the Swole card at the end of today's episode. Fam, thank you so much for being here. Hit that thumbs up button and let's have a hell of a show. Falcon. Put some respect on it, yabby. All right, hashtag Swole fam for a chance to win today's Swole card. It is a solid, standard, beautiful Swole fam card. Hashtag Swole fam in the comments down below. And we'll give this Swole card away at the end of today's episode. Now let's get into those Swole fam posts from members of Swole Normous X, the Swole fam. We're going to get into the first one. What are you promising to work on this week?
What's
and how
box?
Are you going to do it? First response is from Bear, and Bear says, I am going to do a session of Express Goodnight Yin Yoga before bed on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday this week. I normally get in 10 minutes of meditation around 8 p.m., so I plan on doing my yoga after that. I've been prioritizing my sleep, and I've discovered that yin yoga helps me get great sleep. Good for you. Love to hear it. Excellent. All right, we got one here from Debbie, and Debbie says, again, recovery. We've been working on more stuff on our property. We are exhausted. We always wind up working our butts off, and the fishing was horrible. Okay, so again, let's get specific with this. Very, very vague. What does recovery mean? What are you doing every day to avoid being exhausted, to avoid falling off track, to stay on your nutrition, stay on your training, not just labor around your property? That helps, but you need to be lifting too. You need to be doing your personal training. Stay focused. Dennis, yoga is a challenge for me. It's so hard to make a new habit after not doing it my whole life. Monday will be arms volume day, swole season week 7, and Tuesday is the yoga day. When I look at those 1-hour yoga classes, they grow even bigger and more difficult in my head, and I end up not doing it. But Tuesday is the day. I will listen to you and start my yoga journey by doing swole in 7. No more skipping yoga for now on. I will keep adding more and longer yoga classes and build my way up and make it a part of my life. Hashtag GTTFG. That's it. Do the swole classes. Do a swole in 7 mobility. Good place to start. Do a swolga, do an express class. You don't have to do an hour of yoga. The most important thing is that you do something fundamental and you do it consistently and you improve. And then you add more when you are ready. Jack says, mindfulness and sleep. It's been a stressful past few weeks and I owe it to myself to take that back. Setting a wind down time on my phone for each night and doing brain gains during that wind down period. After that, my phone is going on the dresser far away from my bed. This will keep me from midnight scrolling and force me to physically get up to shut my alarm off. And before I doze off to bed, I'll read at least 2 chapters from a book I've been working on this month. Good for you, Jack. Well done. Jennifer, I am going to keep up with my workouts. I have my alarm set for 5:15 a.m. still, and I've been prepping my workout clothes and water before bed to be easily accessible right when I get up so I am ready to go. That's right. Make it unavoidable. Jessica says, my plan of action is to get my workout in first thing in the morning and meal prepping for the week today. So Jessica obviously has to set other habits, like what needs to happen and what needs to be set up for training first thing in the morning. All right. Just like the previous post, you need to make sure you have your stuff ready, have it all laid out, have it so you have to, like, literally you can't get out of your bedroom without tripping into your gym clothes, right? You have to make it so accessible and so ready to go. All the weights are ready, all that stuff. Depending on where you're training, if it's inside or at a gym, you get my point. Have your gym bag and your water and everything by the door, all that stuff. John says, I'm finally over my sickness of 3 weeks and I'm ready to hit the gym. I could definitely tell. I'm stressed and I have high cortisol levels and I plan on doing more meditation exercises that you offer. Plus, to get back into the swing of things, I'm going to aim for daily sessions of both. Your advice helped regarding sleep and getting that sun outside with my shirt off, so thank you for that. Good for you, John. I'm glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Yep, get those titties out. If you're walking, a lot of times you might be outside. I know, depending on where you live, shorts and a t-shirt might be what it is, but try to go somewhere where you can get some sun on more skin. If you don't have access to the beach, maybe you can wear a sports bra, ladies, and some exercise pants. Take off your a t-shirt on top just for a little bit if you're in the park. Or, you know, I know some of you might be more embarrassed or more self-conscious. I don't know. If you're living in an apartment in a city, then you do what you can. But try to get outside. Try to get some more sun on more skin. You know what I'm saying? Get some sun on those nips. Kai says, I'm pretty sure you don't actually read these. Lies. And you have no reason to really care, but I'll write it to you anyway, because this question got me thinking and I'm currently sitting at my desk planning my week and I've got no one else to tell. Oh, it's going to get deep now. You're pretty sure I don't actually read these. Come on now. You're a member. Come on. I literally, every single Monday, that's what we do, is we read these publicly. So yeah, we read these, of course, anonymous, but yeah, absolutely read them. And by the way, when I do send out the swole text, when I say, hey, I'm answering messages for the next like 15, 20 minutes or whatever it is, make sure you respond. First people that respond back, I'm having conversations with lots of you on swole text all the time. So just keep an eye out for those messages. Yeah, Kai doesn't watch the podcast, I don't think. Not everyone watches the podcast, but I don't recognize the name from the podcast, from the screen names and stuff like that. So obviously not. Well, Kai, we're reading him. I have no idea what I'm promising myself this week. Life has been hard. I'm struggling financially, mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. That's a lot of struggle. That's a lot of things. I've been bringing my best every day, showing up, growing, facing things head on, learning, adapting, planning, implementing, and I'm just so tired. I've got so much on my shoulders, so much to do all at once. Just keeping a roof over my family's head and food on the table is a struggle. I'm bone tired and I've got miles to go, but I keep going. I promised myself to dig deeper, that all the struggle will pass and it will all be worth it. I'm promising myself that even little by little, life is improving. That consistency may sometimes seem like stagnation, but that is the only way to move forward. I love that response. Kai, I know you're probably, it sounds like you're really busy, so I understand why you're not catching the man cast all the time. But yeah, we're reading this, and that's really all you can do is bring your best every day and understand that the struggle is the norm. The tough times and the struggles and the things are the norm. The only thing you can control is your emotional state and how you react to those things. So those things are normal, you know, keeping a roof over your family's head, food on the table is a struggle. Like that's the standard. You have to let that wash over you. You can't make this a burden. You have to make it the standard. And then, like you said, you're finding the light. You're finding those little incremental improvements and being consistent. So that's good. Good for you. You should face things head on, learn and adapt. You're going through life and it sounds like you have a good head on your shoulders and you're focused on the right things. So the only thing is, you know, it's when someone's in this state, you know, you're just like wiped out. You know, I'll say meditation, you know, mindfulness sitting there. But then, of course, it's like, oh, come on, you want to do something. But all those things in your head, remember, you know, we all have jobs and things that we have to do to make money. We all have things that we have to do for our family. We all have things that we have to do for ourselves. We all have things that we try to do or that we stack on, and everyone's life is a little bit different. And, you know, it looks different for each person. So bottom line, you need to make sure that you are clearing out all the things in your mind that don't need to be there all the time. You have to close out some of those apps. So what I say about meditation and sitting there for 2 minutes or 5 minutes, just breathing for a second, you have 5 minutes. I know you're wiped out, but you have 5 minutes for yourself. That 5 minutes can make a big difference because seriously, if you're closing out all those apps, I have bills to pay. You know, we all have it. You know, it's tax season. IRS is breathing down everyone's fucking neck. Like everyone's got bills and rent and mortgage and taxes and all this stuff. Family and people die and everyone's got shit going on. And if you don't have anything going on right now, just wait a little bit, right? So just fortify yourself, focus on what you can control. And what you can control is your reaction to it and closing those apps in the background. The thing is, you might have 100 things going on, but that's life. People have 100 things going on. You could write out a list. How many things you have going on? Well, I need to do this. And okay, you have to work out. You have to take out the trash. You have to walk the dog. You have to take your kids to the, you could list it all out. It doesn't need to be in your head all the time. You know, you don't need to have every single thought running at the same time. You don't need to have 75 apps open on your phone. You don't. You're not using all of them. You're using one. You don't need to overload yourself like that. So it seems like you're doing nothing. Oh, meditation. I'm telling you, it'll change your life if you actually take the time to do it. And that's why most people don't do it, because it seems like you're not doing anything, right? It seems like you're not doing anything. Oh, I'm not doing anything in particular. Yeah, but that helps you take action. That helps you focus on the most important things. All you can do is take a deep breath and work on the most impertinent pending thing immediately. Like, what can you take care of right now? And that's really all you can do, isn't it? What do you need to do right now? You can't take care of something 8 months down the road. You have to take care of the things that are the most urgent and pertinent in the moment. And you can do one thing at a time. So do that one thing and move on to the next. And that's life. Just don't let it pass you by because you're overwhelmed, acting like, you know, everyone else has it better. You know, some people have more money, but it doesn't make everything better. It makes some things easier, but usually, like the famous, was it Jay-Z, right? More money, more problems. Or is it B.I.G., whatever it was. Yeah, you can definitely add more problems. You could add more things. You could add more things to be concerned with. There's other concerns, security, and just a lot of people are up to their eyeballs, even if they make more money. It was Biggie? Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things where you just have to take it as it is and don't make it out to be something different. I think that's one of the downsides of social media is that you see everyone in the world. You didn't used to have every single person in your face that was quote unquote doing better than you. And it's not really that they're necessarily doing better. It's that they're perceived. It's how you perceive it because everyone's going to put their best foot forward. They're going to take that picture where they're smiling on vacation or they're going to smile next to a car. You don't even know if it's theirs or they rented it for the weekend. You know, you're going to see the best on their social media. You're not going to see the worst moments of their life. You're not going to hear all the doubts and the regrets and the pain. You know, some people post all that shit and it's kind of pathetic, but you know, it's kind of pathetic when you see that, but then you'd also don't want to see the superficial, oh, everything is hunky dory. Oh, this family, they never fight. They never this blah, 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 blah. You hear all the time, right? Billionaires and they murder suicide and they commit suicide and they're chronically depressed and they're fucking just lashing out with all this random unhinged stuff online. And, you know, their brains just kind of like fry from being insulated or from having things too easy, or just because someone has money doesn't mean that it's better. And, you know, you can definitely add more things to your list and add more problems. So in other words, I think when you look at other people and you look at what other people quote unquote have, or you look at their social media and you perceive that to be what other people are, you know, that they're what you're seeing is so much better than what you have. It's like, you think that your life should be different and that you're struggling through it because it shouldn't be this way. But it kind of is. It kind of is supposed to be that way. The way your life is, that's the way it's supposed to be. It's a consequence of your actions. It's the consequences of who you are as a person and where you were and where you're born. It's like, hey, some people were born into a family that, you know, let's say inherited Nestle or something. Some people, some kids are born, you know, billionaires, sons and daughters of billionaires. But is that really a good thing? Do they have a better life than you? Do they have a, you know what I mean? Their parents were, let's say their parents were never there. They're always traveling and on jets and going to fancy parties and you're at home with the nanny and you got raised by, just because you have money doesn't mean you're happy. You've heard all these stories over and over again and you say, oh, it's easy for you to say, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Maybe because money will solve a couple of the problems and things that you're trying to deal with. But it brings other things, you know? You wish you had that person's life, but then you have to be that entire person. You wish you were that person. Oh, I wish I had what that person has. Well, do you wish to be that person? Do you wish to have their penis too, and their feet and their hands? Do you wish to have their body? Do you wish to have their thoughts? Do you wish to have their relationships? Do you wish to have their parents? Do you wish to have their friendships? Do you wish to have their likes and their dislikes? It's like, you know, to be a complete different person, who knows? Maybe you'd fucking hate it. Maybe you'd fucking hate it. You think you want that, and then, oh my God, what have I done? What have I done? Not that you can actually do that, but I'm telling you. Yeah, Papa. Yeah, Leslie says, Papa, straight to the penis. Look, you look down at your penis. It's like you've been looking at that cock for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. It's going to be a different penis down there. Man, I don't know if I want anyone else's penis. I like my penis. Just saying. I think this is important. Okay. Always comes back to the penis. Riley says, this week is going to be a little crazy schedule-wise with work, but this week my promise to myself is to wake up and do my workout at 5 a.m. each morning before heading into the office. That also means that I'll be winding down for bed at 8 p.m. and start my evening routine. Good, Riley. Good. All right. Okay, there we go with those answers. Fam, you can drop in the comments if you didn't get a chance to answer those messages, or maybe you're not officially a member of the Swole Fam, so you didn't get a Swole text. Drop in the comments, what are you promising to work on this week and how will you do it? Must have seen Roberto in Rumble. There's no Roberto in Rumble. I don't see it. Melissa says, people forget these points, Papa. He whom much is given, much is required. Yeah, more money, more problems, more responsibility. Like, there are benefits to this. There are benefits and there are downsides. Like, you know, I mean, a lot of people want to be rich. They want to have money, or they say rich and famous. Fuck famous, man. I don't want to be famous. I guess by some accounts, I'm famous. I get recognized places, but it's not like The Rock or Beyonce or something. Can you imagine? Or Taylor Swift and that whole debacle. Can you imagine? You can't do anything. You can't do anything or go anywhere without just being swarmed. So there's different types of fame. There's different types of popularity. And I mean, some people like that, or they think they like that, or they crave that and they depend on that. And then when it's not there anymore, then they feel, oh my God, people aren't paying attention to me. I need attention. So then they have a trans kid, or they shave their head, or they say that they're non-binary, or they do some weird thing to try to get attention back in the news, right? So yes, you have to be careful how you judge yourself, and you can't compare yourself to other people, you know? You just have to look at your life and be like, this is my life. This is what's supposed to happen. This is what is happening now. And objectively, that's what's happening. So what can you control? Can you control what's happening? If you can control what's happening, then control it. Then you should do the things to avoid that. But if things are happening, weather, what other people say, like, you can't control all those things, but you can only control how you react to them. So it's either solve what you need to solve in order to stop certain things from happening, because that's in your control. If it's in your control, then control it. And this is why I always say control the controllables. If there's something, there's such limited things that we can control in our lives that you need to make sure that you're controlling them to the best of your ability. And for things that you can't control, even if you wanted to, okay, let them happen, meditate, allow them to wash over you, avoid situations that are bring you down. Again, that's controllable. Like, turn the non-controllables into things that you can control. Focus on things that you can control relative to that. And that's really all you can do. You know? All right, so let's see here. Let's get into some releases. How about that? How about that? How about that? We're getting into some new releases. Roberto, Costa Rica, how can you say I'm not here, Poppy? Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't know they stacked shit that high.
Lo siento, Roberto. I didn't see you. I didn't see you. I was focused too much on pouring some more raw cream over here. They call this coffee Cream of Roberto right here. Ooh, nice. Some raw cream. Sheena says, I love my life, but I'm putting one kid through college right now, so a little more money would be nice, LOL. He's going to a community college for audio production. Right on. Like I'm saying, there are things that can make, and you've probably heard or these statistics where, you know, more money helps to a certain point. But then after X amount of dollars, you can add more. It doesn't get you any more happiness. Like, I do believe there's a certain point. It's not really the money. It's what you have in your life and your ease and your comfort and the way you can sleep and knowing that your needs, knowing that your immediate needs are met, because that's really fundamental to our human anxiety. There's a lot of anxiety in today's society. And I think that's because it's evolutionarily there in cortisol levels and stuff like that, because we've evolved to be, hey, we need to, you know, hide from the bears and the tigers. We need to avoid snakes and things that can bite us and spiders. So we need shelter. We need, you know, proper temperature or warm clothes or fur if we're living in colder climates. We need food. We need, you know, community and people around us. You know, the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So if we don't have that because of inflation, because of supply chains, because of poor policies and things like that, and issues that we can rabbit hole another time, then you're going to have that kind of anxiety. It's already programmed in there. So it's not a comfortable way to live, but it's also kind of what we've always lived. So I just think it's something that you should, it's a way to look. It's kind of like a very meditations, Marcus Aurelius type, you know, very stoic way of thinking, but it does help. It's hard to cultivate the natural reaction to not react. That takes a lot of meditation. That takes a lot of self-reflection and practice. But again, you don't need to react with extremes, right? Extreme anger or frustration. It's really easy just to lash out. But understand that controlling your emotions is very important internally and externally. Just think, pause. And I think that's why mindfulness meditation is so powerful in brain gains. You can actually start getting rid of the thoughts that don't need to be in your head, you know, at that time. So you don't need every thought in your brain at the same time. It's okay to have a lot of things going on, but you don't need to have all those thoughts. Because then they kind of, what can you really focus on in your brain? You really can only focus on one thing at a time. So does it help if you have a one-lane highway and you have 100 cars trying to jam down one lane? No, it's not going to work too well. So you need to make sure that you clear that stuff out so you can focus on the most important things, right? Respond, don't react. Ooh, I like that. All right, recipes. Who's ready for a recipe?
What's in the box?
I got like a little fly or something that's landing on my head. So if I'm like whacking my head and stuff like that, that's why. I can't see it. All right, first one. What do we got here? Ooh, guess. Or maybe it's my hair. Maybe it's like a flyaway hair. But something's on the move. Something's flying around. What do we got here? What's it going to be, fam? Someone guess. What's our first recipe? We released 3 new recipes. These are from members inside Solnormous X. Very excited. Scallops, says Sheena. Cerny says potatoes. Potatoes? Well, pretty close. Actually, I'm going to give it to Cerny there on that one. Paleo roasted. I think I just saw the fly. Red potatoes. I don't know what paleo has to do with it. I don't know. Potatoes are not paleo. Are they paleo? I don't even know what paleo is anymore. Anyway, if you like potatoes and you want to try them like that, again, test these things. Maybe you don't like them. Maybe they don't work well for you. Maybe they work great for you. All right. Test, right? Elimination diet, test. Testing, testicles, all that stuff. Let me zoom in. I'm trying to zoom in. For some reason, my trackpad doesn't zoom in the way. Maybe it does. It doesn't zoom in the way it used to. So I have to like. That's why my zooms are not as smooth as they used to be. All right, what's it going to be? Well, guess this one. All right, guess this one. Now, it's a big lemon slice, but it's obviously not, it's not lemon. It's not lemon. I know that's a lemon slice. What do you think this is? What would you put lemon on? What's it going to be? Leslie says salmon with lemon. It is fish, but it's not salmon. Some fish. Come on, what we got here? What's that lemon on? It's not salmon. I know. Salmon was a good guess. Lemon fish. It is fish. Matthew says, my balls is not your balls. It is not your balls. No, indeed.
I don't believe you people.
What do you mean?
It's not your balls. Sheena with tilapia. And indeed, it is grilled tilapia.
I gave it a 10.
All right.
A 10.
Very nice.
A 10. A fucking 10.
It is not your ball sack. Close. Very close. All right. Let's zoom back in. Grilled tilapia. Let's zoom back into this picture for the next one. Who's ready?
Last recipe.
Well, that's. Okay, well, that didn't work. All right, so this recipe was like little small bites. So I zoomed in, but you could see like the whole thing. So this is, we're just going to give it away then. Garlic butter steak bites. I think we can all get behind that one.
Boom shakalaka!
So I zoomed in right on like the actual mini. So it was right, garlic butter steak bites. So I zoomed in right on one of the bites. So pretty obvious there. Garlic butter steak bites. That's pretty cool. That looks pretty cool. That looks like something that you can have that's already bite-sized that you can take with your fingers or just, you know, boom, fork. That's not like a nice appetizer you want to serve. That looks great. I'll eat that shit. I eat the fuck out of that. All right, fam. In the Swole Studio, the nice appetizers. What spotlight classes? What are we featuring this week?
What's in the box?
Swole Studio, fam. Our first featured class is Express Quad Stretch Flow with Genevieve. Yeehaw. Come on now, that's dope. Featured yoga class, quad stretch flow express with Genevieve. People, stop fucking around. Go and try this class. The Swole Studio is like the appetizer section. So Swolenormous X is an absolute menu. We're talking like the golden, is Swolenormous X the golden corral of fitness? It's a golden corral if it was all organic and 100% grass fed. It's like the ultimate buffet, Swolenormous X. And there's so many classes. We have over 400 yoga and mobility classes. So we need to feature some that might be overlooked. So this is this week's featured class, Express Quad Stretch Flow with Genevieve. I'm telling you, quads, hip flexors, if they're tight, check out this class. A great class. We also have Swollen 7 Mobility, round 10. There's your boy, Papa Swolio. There's me. There's me back in the apartment. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Swole Privilege, Swollen 7 Mobility, round 10. Great Swollen 7. And Upper Burn, number 1, is the featured workout for this week. So if you want to check out the featured classes and workouts, if you want to do something, you're traveling, or you're new to the Swole fam, you just want to do something, hey, what are we recommending? Start off with one of those. Check it out inside the Swole Studio. Excellent. Fam. Oh, my God. Do we have some new release? Now, we got merch. And not only, fam, do we have merch this week? Is it Merch Monday? Yeah. We also have not one. We'll get into it. We have merch. We have a new yoga. And we have an announcement. So let's do yoga first. Should we do yoga first? Who's ready for a new yoga class? Now, I know we have a lot of yoga classes next, but for those of you that didn't know, even though we have over 400 classes, we just add more all the time. So guess what? Eventually, I'm going to be saying we have over 430 yoga classes. I'm going to be saying we have over 450 yoga classes. Eventually, on episode, let's say 3,204, I'm going to be like, we have over 500 yoga. We do new classes every week. So every year we're going to have at least, and we usually do on events, we usually have multiple classes. So we release like 50, 60 classes a year that you can do over and over again. That's the best part, is that you like a class, you could do that 1,000 times. There's no limit to how often you can repeat a class. So we're just going to keep on having more and more classes. So we got a great one here. Let's just give it away. Let's give it away. You guys want it?
What's in the box?
Sheena says, if anyone claims to be bored of the class options, they're insane. You can't get bored, right? You could do every single day of the year. You could do every single yoga class and you would still have more left over. You have a different class every day of the year. You could do 365 days of classes and not do the same class twice, which is insane. It's impossible to get bored. You will find something that you will like. All right, brand new class. Ooh, I like this. Express class, so shorter time period. I don't know how long this one exactly is, but express class are usually 25 to 40 minutes. And, you know, give or take, yoga for digestion with Alex. Absolutely. So this is fantastic. Now, I mean, you've probably heard that going for a walk after eating is really good for digestion. Well, so is yoga. You don't have to do, some of you might think, oh my God, I'm going to puke if I do yoga after eating. Well, it doesn't mean that you finish the last bite and then get on the mat. But afterwards, there are certain postures or certain positions, certain rotations, certain movements to aid in, you know, the peristaltic effects inside the intestines. There are certain things that you can do to aid in just rotations, twists, gentle movements that can allow you to settle your stomach. Because sometimes you're drinking, you're eating, you get gas bubbles. You guys know that. You know, your stomach feels like you have things moving around. You drank water, you ate steak, and then you had some water on top and didn't sit right. It doesn't matter. It's going to aid in your body kind of moving things through, especially in the evening. It could be a great thing that you do as an evening class. So yeah, yoga is great. And some of you that maybe you've done a hard yoga class, you know, after you do a yoga class, you get up and you have to piss like crazy because your parasympathetic system is really, you know, you're really relaxed after yoga, shavasana, then you have to pee, or you're kind of squeezing out all the joint, you know, all the muscles and the organs, you're twisting, you're bending. So then you just pee and you're just going to get rid of all this waste that you don't need. Awesome stuff. Yoga for Digestion Express class. Join us, SwolenormousX.com. Try it out. And a reminder that you don't have to go scrolling through 400 classes. So if you're a member, just click on the updates tab and it'll take you to the link list of all the latest drops. So just log in, go to updates, and then you can find all the things that we dropped in this week's. this week's Accountability Monday. Okay, so let's do this part first. Now, of course, those of you that are members on your homepage, you guys, you know, you have a special code where if you're a member, you get 20% off. You get 20% off everything all the time if you're a Swole Fan member. But I'm not sure which deal is better. You might even get a better deal with this. So fam, big announcement, really excited to announce we're doing a big special for merch over at papaswolio.com. I have 20% off new releases, fam. We have a buy one, get one. Let's do this. Buy one, get one, 50% off at papaswolio.com. Cool. So that's the big push. So you might even have bigger savings as a member. So I wanted to do something that is even more awesome. So you could use your special code, but you could also have that automatically applied. You get two shirts, you get one half off. So I believe that's even better than what you get as a member for a short period of time. So something even, I like to do these specials that are even awesome for people that are members, where you get like a standard, you know, 20% off all the time. So super awesome. And especially if you want to get more than one design, there's a new collection coming out, you might want to use that for, you know, one of these designs today, hint, hint, but check it out. papaswolio.com. If you're thinking about picking up anything, anyone listening, members or not, buy one, get one, 50% off. 50% off. So super awesome. And that goes for buy two. If you buy two, you get two 50% off. You buy three, you get three 50% off. You buy five, you get five 50% off. You buy 10, you get 10 50% off. And if you're doing that, you know, I might send you a text and be like, appreciate it. You're awesome. That's a huge haul. I need pictures of you wearing all those shirts. Or maybe you're buying it for your whole softball team or something like that. So anyway, for everyone you get another 50% off. So it's not just one. It's for everyone you get the same 50. You guys know how it works. You guys know how sales work. But the reason why that's important is because, fam, we got new merch. We got new merch. Who's ready for new merch? Who's ready for new merch? I'm not even sure which one I want to do first. Let's do this one. Closet will be overflowing. Who's ready for new merch? I want to see in the comments. Drop some biceps and gorillas. And if you do have any questions, you could drop in the chat. If you have any questions, I'll take a couple questions. But drop in the chat. All right, buy one, get one 50% off. BOGO, 50% off. Buy one, get one 50% off. papaswolio.com. Little man's birthday's in July, and we're about to be matching. Ooh. How does that work again, Papa? What do you mean? Oh, are you trolling me? How does buy one, get one? Elizabeth, you're a female. You know, buy one, get one is like in a woman's DNA. It's like you're born knowing what buy one, get one is. It's like epigenetically built into the Y to the X chromosomes. Should I just keep on going? Buy six, get six 50% off. Buy seven, get seven 50% off. We'll just be here all day. Buy 49, get 49 50% off. You can't fool me. I know. Not laughing emojis. Yeah, you can't fool me. You have a vagina. You know what BOGO is. Out of here. It's like women just genetically know what a sale is. They just know. It goes back evolutionarily back to when, you know, hunter and gatherer tribes, like the women would take care of the children and, you know, be picking fruit and gathering. They're like, ooh, BOGO. It's like going for a mango and having two on one branch. It's like, it's BOGO. It's like buy one, get one. I reached up for one branch and I got two mangoes. And all the cave people are like looking at each other like, ooh, 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 ooh. Two mangoes, and everyone's like, ooh, 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 super excited. The beginning of buy one, get one. Threw one rock, got two mangoes. I love it. Ooh, especially when it comes to steaks. You find buy one, get one grass-fed steaks, I'm on it. I'm on it. Okay, new release. You want it? Let's do it. I know everyone's listening like, what are you talking about, bro? All right, first release. First release of the day. Your mom is my cardio. Very mature. Speaking of penis.
Mr. Strickland, Is this a list of things I did to your mom last night?
All right. This is dead on. This is bullseye with a Swole Fam sense of humor. Okay. Your mom is my cardio. Love it. So, a classic. It's the first one of many in our Your Mom series. We're going to do a lot. We're going to do a lot of we're going to do a lot of weird shit. We're about to get a lot of weird shit going on. Matt's like, I'm in. That's worth it. All right. That's worth it. Matt's getting one in every single color. He's getting one. He's going to just buy the collection out. It's going to be sold out right now. Matt already bought the whole thing out. Two deer, one bullet. Two deer with one bullet. Mark says, this is the most mature, immature show. It is. I know. We go really deep at the beginning talking philosophically about being stoic and accepting life and controlling what you can control. And then we're like, and new release, penis. Everyone's like, yeah, penis. Eggplants in the comments. Yeah, it's very, very mature. Sheena says, I was a teenager in the 90s. Me too. Your mom was our go-to insult. Obviously. Your mom's so stupid, she tripped over the cordless phone. Oh, I mean, you technically can trip over a cordless phone. You can trip over it. Like if you put a phone on the ground and you step on it, you can trip on and stumble over a cordless phone. So I never really, I got that one, but you know, it's, come on. Your mom was so stupid. She thought a quarterback was a refund. Oh. And these jokes don't even apply anymore. Remember that one? A quarterback. Like what's a quarter? Kids these days are like, what's a quarter? What are you talking about? Is that Apple Pay? What's a quarter? Like a shilling. I don't know. All right. Your mom is my cardio. Everyone's like, I want your mom is my cardio. Okay. All right. But we got one more. All right. Who's ready for one more? We got one more. Perfect for the buy one, get one. They're available now. Swolenormous. PapaSwolio.com.
What's in the box?
Memories. We got one more merch. I should have made that a bigger announcement. Fam, we have two. Sunday. We have not one, but two merches. I know. We usually have one merch, but I decided, why do one? We can go two. Go big. Don't go one merch when you can go two merch. You know what I'm saying?
Hello, baby.
Let's do one more. Here we go. Three. Two, one. Well, look, I want to be respectful. Pause. No, chill in the comments. I want to be respectful because there are a lot of people here in the Swole Fam. Some people, we have probably some vegans in the Swole Fam. We have people that love us some steak, right? We have people from all over the world, different time zones, different ages, different cultures that have joined and become part of the Swole Fam in order to make sick fucking gains and, you know, just kind of block out a lot of the nonsense and the noise and the weakness in our society. So we accept here in the Swole Fam people of all different backgrounds. If you have the right mindset, I don't care where you are. No one cares where you are, how old you are, what your experience is. If you have the right mindset, tacking those seven pillars, and you want to be part of an awesome fam with amazing people, then join the Swole Fam. Everyone's welcome. So we accept everyone. We accept all identities. We have a lot of men in the Swole Fam. We have a lot of women in the Swole Fam. And some of you identify differently in the Swole Fam. I'm going to be honest. Some of you identify differently. So I want to make sure we made a shirt that addresses those of you that don't identify as a male or don't identify as a female. Just want to make sure that we address those of you in the Swole Fam. New release, I identify as non-binary.
America! Fuck yeah!
Come on, man. No, Pedro says, Papa went woke. I did not. Anyway, awesome shirt. Can't wait to wear this in a video. It's going to make a lot of people big mad. Shocker. I identify as non-binary. Let's fucking go. All right. New merch is great as a mug. Sure to offend people in your workplace. Mark is like, okay, that's a flag. Mark's hanging that flag outside his apartment next. He's going to get people pissed off. Another fucking flag. Yeah. All right. Done. All right. I think everyone here identifies as that for the most part. Pro logic and common sense. Can't wait to have this in a video. Everyone's like, Papa Swollen, how could you? I thought you were inspirational, but now there's so much logic and common sense. I can't handle it. It offends me. Did you guys see that last post on Instagram? We shared it from my ex account where I said, ignore anyone that tells you raw milk is bad and beef causes climate change. Yo, it is so crazy how much spam and how many bots. You have these like troll farms that all of a sudden, no matter what it is, I don't know if I have a lot of vegans. Do you guys think that I have a lot of vegans that follow me? Or do you think it's just the algorithm or like these bots? Like anytime you have that in some sort of text, it's like they flock. There's like a comment. It's from someone that has no followers or no account and it has like 100 hearts on it. It's like all, it's such, the bot response is amazing. It's so funny. It's so funny. Just go look at the Instagram. It's just like these weird accounts and they all flock. It's like no, there's a ton of individual comments like with support or whatever, like, yeah, cool. Haha. And then there's like three or four that have like 100 hearts. You know, everyone likes these weird fringe vegan comments. It's so weird. It's so weird. Anyway, go check out the Twitter posts or, you know, the post that the ex / Twitter post that I'm posting on Instagram. It's just so the response is so weird. So weird. But you can tell the reaction, the way that the interaction takes place. I think it's AI. A lot of it's AI. It's so weird. Oh yeah. Crypto scammers. Anytime on X, if I say Bitcoin, there's a bunch of like hidden replies where it's like these bullshit shit coins. It's always a lot of scammers. Or you get like, hey, such and such is great for trading. You know, contact this person. Thank you so much, Joanna, for helping me with my crypto trades or Forex. It's whatever. Anyway. Well, I mean, we're coming up. Obviously, it's election season. So I'm going to be wearing the Papa Solio 2024, Make America Swole. I'm going to be wearing all these shirts. We'll see how the comments get. But I think it's important to let people know that common sense and logic is on the line here in 2024. So let's make it a point to make better choices this year, unless you really want to see the end of the fucking world. Unless you really want to see some fireworks, let's right this ship, shall we? Those nudes. Yeah, nudes in bio. Yeah. Jen says, I can't wait to see the comments in the videos with you wearing that. I know. And I like it because it's obvious, but it's subtle in the sense that people are going to see, their eyes are going to see non-binary. It's going to do kind of like a double take. I think a lot of people are going to laugh. The thing is, the shirt is not like, the shirt doesn't say fuck Biden. So it's like a play. It makes fun of like all of it. And it's kind of subtle. So I think people are going to see the humor in it. And even if it offends you, it's kind of like, oh, that's funny. But hopefully it encourages a lot more people to use their brains and speak out about it. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait to get mine in. Anyway, buy one, get one. 50% off. We got, I identify as non-binary. The comments are going to be ridiculous. It's going to be ridiculous. I don't know if we posted the last tweet. I'm going to go harder with those tweets. Really want to see what how people respond to the next one. Do we post it? No, not yet. So I posted, you guys are going to love this one. You guys are going to love this one. So I just did another tweet and before we started the show and we're going to post it later. So I said, I only eat beef. I only eat beef that was 100% vegan. Oh, I only eat beef that was 100% vegan. So we'll see how people turn. See, I was going to say I only eat 100% vegan beef, but then vegan beef kind of means like plant-based meat. So I had to make sure I worded it. So it's like, no, my meat is vegan. I only eat beef that was 100% vegan. Oof. They ain't going to like that one. It's true, but they ain't going to like that one. They ain't going to like it. It makes me smile. All right, fam. Thank you so much for being here. Let's give away today's Swole card. Enjoy those new releases again over at SwoleNormousX.com. You can click on the updates tab and join the fam. Join the fam and get access to all of the private live streams, get access to, my goodness, all of the programs, all the releases every single week, the private groups, the live streams, the master classes, thousands of recipes, everything. Hundreds of yoga classes and meditation sessions and mobility classes. SwoleNormousX.com. Swole fam card, giving it away right now. Fam, let's not waste any time. Let's give that shit away. Where are we at? Yeah. Wear the Make Shaming Great Again hat with the non-binary shirt. Ooh, what a combo. What a combo. Merciless combo. Merciless combo. All right. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Today's, or this week, or today's winner is the Alabastard. Congratulations. On the room blay. Congratulations, Alabastard. Send us an email to support at SwoleNormous.com. Swole card 2915 in the subject. Your mailing address in the body of the email. Thank you so much for being here. Fam, let's close it down and have a great show. We'll take some soundboard requests. Time to nut it. Congratulations. Congratulaciones. And remember, go and listen to last week's roundtable. Last Thursday, we had an overtime segment on Friday. Of course, we'll have another one coming up. Well, let's see the puppers. Say goodbye to the puppers. Solid Accountability Monday. Solid releases, fam. Really juicy. Really, really juicy. Thank you. Thank you.
Shut up, bitch.
I got a little Hadouken from Pedro.
Hadouken!
Aaron, back on your knees.
No need to stop being a lady.
Hairy legs.
Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
I got hairy legs.
Let's get a little zinge.
That gorilla has seen the city of zinge.
A little your mom is my cardio. I can't wait to wear that. Everyone loves that shit.
Being not slim, but we
got to
work a little today, okay?
A three-letter word. Jobs. J-O-B-S.
I have contained my rage for as long as possible, but I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves! Be gone, vile man! Be gone from me!
You want the baby boy's hole, you gotta pay the troll toll. You gotta pay the troll toll to get in.
Now, once you've had sex with a woman, she will naturally start to depend on you, okay? All women do this.
Coast to coast. Yeah, yeah. All right, fam. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, bullshit. All of it.
Well, come on, stop whining. Stop being a baby. We'll be back here tomorrow for 2916. Tomorrow. Back again for 2916, back on the pony. Join the fam, SwoleNormousX.com. Check out the BOGO special over there at PapaSwolio.com. That's what I got for you. Hit the thumbs up button, share the stream, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. If you love the show, leave us a 5-star review. Even if you watch the streams, you watch the replays on Rumble, you could watch also on Spotify, but leave us a 5-star review. It helps tremendously. So thank you so much for everyone that has taken a moment to leave a 5-star review on their podcast app. And we'll be back tomorrow. Peace, McGee, Deuce, McGoose, your boy, Papa Swolio.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now the king left and they so mad, it's like...
Then y'all found that young king with my crown at 10 racks in the fanny pack.